This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Welcome to the last stretch of the Power Zone right here on Power 98.7. I told you guys that in the last hour of the show, between 2 o'clock and 2:30, we'll be going into Freedom Day and talking about what is happening in that space as we throw forward to Thursday. But then between 2:30 and 3 o'clock, we'll be going into our Parenting Corner. And this is where we find Daddy Zibuse Kunene, who joins us as the chairman of Deaths in the Picture, who's here to talk to us about really what we can do as parents to try and teach our young ones in terms of the financial responsibilities. So here we're looking at ensuring that our young ones are not left behind, and we start having these conversations while they are still young. We know there's a lot that has been happening in this space, a lot that you know one can actually talk to you about in terms of how you know how they really would have loved for it to fare and how they would have expected for their parents to really school them about these things and teach them while they are still young. Maybe they would have fared differently. Maybe they would have approached this thing called life differently as well. When you think of really how then the finances and the economy is structured as we speak right now. So we're trying by all means to get hold of our guest there, Zibuse Kunene, who's load shedded. And I told you guys that load shedding is our enemy, enemy number one on the show, especially in these godly hours. But before I actually start talking about our last guest there, I brought you Obi Patong. That was Brenda Fassi coming through with Tsepo Tsula. And they were giving us and just ushering us into this space that we are hoping to really engage with Zibuse Kunene on. But really, when you think of it as a parent, we saw this trend around this new drink that was making the headlines for being one of the most expensive drinks ever, going by the name of Prime and the likes. And we saw actually the frenzy that was caused by just a lot of people that follow social media, young ones are just being wooed into trying this drink out. And we're seeing most of them then, you know, tapping into their lunchbox money and the likes and taking the large chunk of that money and buying this drink. There was a lot of debate also on social media around this drink, why it is so expensive. At some point, I'm told it was going for 70 rand. You know, at some point, I don't know. Other people saying that it's selling for between 300 rand, others saying 600 rand, others saying 650 rand if you're buying it through Take a Lot. But a lot really happening around this space. This also begs the question around then how do we caution the young ones on issues of finances, issues of money? So we invited Daddy Zibuse this morning to talk to us about how we can fare and how we can move as parents. We're discussing this issue, knowing very well that the cost of living is too high as we speak right now. As parents, we've had to also just adjust the way we're doing things. So imagine the young one, if you don't teach them to be responsible right now, looking at the economy that we find ourselves in, that could be a recipe for disaster, not only for you, but for them as well. So we're closing the show off between now 2:30 and 3 o'clock on a discussion around parenting. This morning, looking at the teaching of our children around the issues of financial responsibility and the limitations that comes with our finances. We're speaking to Daddy Zibuse Kunene, who's the chairman of Deaths in the Picture, about how we can teach our young ones about financial responsibility while they are still young, how they shouldn't follow the trends, how they shouldn't really just fall victim to what is happening on social media and these trends. And we see them just now digging deeper into their pockets by using those last cents on things that don't matter. So we're teaching them to be realistic and to be responsible around the finances or their finances as we try to navigate these trying times of a harsher economy that has not been moving the way we'd like it to. So you at home, as a parent, we're inviting you to join the conversation on 0861-987-000 this morning as we try to teach each other as well as parents in terms of how we can fare and how we can actually become better parents for our young ones, because that's all that matters. Daddy Zibuse, good morning. Welcome to the Power Zone.
Good morning, Daddy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning?
I'm well, thank you. Can't complain.
Yeah, I was a little bit worried there when I couldn't connect with you. And I'm like, oh, man, look at this. Look at this. You know what? But because we are in the godly hours, the powers that be would always make sure that we fare well. Thank you very much for honoring the invite.
Thank you. And thank you for the invitation. Yeah. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, man. I mean, very important is what we're discussing this morning with you, Daddy, looking at the fact that really the issue of the finances, we see the frustrations coming through the parents, and then we see the kids also now catching on with the fact that we are being forced to do things a little bit different because the finances and the economy has not been moving the way that we should be moving. Now, when we're thinking about what we put in our food basket, we weigh what to take and what not to take. People have already now categorized the essentials from the non-essentials because the economy has not been moving well the way that we'd like it to. So, which is why it's very important for us to have these discussions around being financially responsible while you're still young. Financial responsibility is something that is very important, especially when we're bringing them up in this kind of economy.
Yeah, definitely. Financial responsibility is very key. But what is equally important is that those who can teach financial responsibility must themselves have also displayed some form of financial responsibility. So I believe at this point, it starts with us as parents. So we need to be learning together. Both parents and children to be financially responsible, to learn what to cut, to learn what not to include in our baskets, as you were talking earlier. But when it comes to financial responsibilities, and especially at this day and age, we need to be making the hard decisions as parents that even though we want to provide certain things, it's not always possible for us to do that. And we first have to be honest with ourselves that I cannot afford to buy takeouts as much as I used to before. Excuse me. And therefore, since I cannot, I need to communicate this decision to my child. And the allowance that you used to that you give to the children, they need to now understand that they need to make that go a long way, because you will not be able to cover a lot of the things that you used to cover. So financial responsibility is key for parents to learn that themselves, but also to then pass that on to their children. And even beyond that, we need to teach our children how to multiply the money that they get themselves. Because if they can learn that, then whatever we give them, they will always find a way to multiply it and provide some form of allowance, some form of spending for themselves, but also how to save.
Yeah, no, most definitely. So there's no doubt that it starts with you, because then the children tend to emulate in a way, one way or another, what we do as parents, which is why then I even mentioned there that the food basket, you tend to find yourself as a parent now having to weigh what is important and what is not important. So it starts there. So really then it kind of like forces you to also introspect and go deeper into what needs to be done, what matters and what doesn't matter. Is this something that you as a parent as well, you start alone, you know, you fine tune yourself and correct where you need to correct before you start even thinking of instilling some sort of discipline and some sort of giving some sort of advice to the young one? Or it's just as we go, we learn as it goes and we become better people?
It actually starts with me being honest with myself. I'm no longer affording, and the situation is getting tough. Interest rates are high. The cost of credit is actually expensive now. And because it's expensive, I cannot always keep going back and using credit to solve my problems, using credit to top up my shortfalls. I need to learn what is it that I need to cut out from my budget. You know, you talked about the food basket, but what about those subscriptions that I need to look at this point? What about traveling less? This is some of the places that I need to go to, I can't go to now. So there are some things that I need to now start cutting away from my life until things get better. You know, I remember when it was back in 2020, when the interest rates were low, you probably had a shaving of about 1,000 to 2,000 on certain repayments. But all of that has come back and has become even more. And when you look at it, our salaries have not even kept up with all of that. So as a parent, you start saying that the honest truth is this. What I used to be able to afford back in 2020 or whenever, I can't afford it now. So I need to start saying no. And when I learn to start saying no to myself, then I can start saying no to my child. I need to start trimming and pruning certain things away from my budget so that I can be able to just meet the bare minimum. And when I can afford that and move on then to other things before I can even teach my child, because I have to master these things first. And while I'm mastering it, I cannot be adding more.
So what happens with a parent? Let's say those that, you know, you always find yourself, you've created this situation where, you know, this child is used to you spoiling them. And you now can't even control it because you're used to spoiling them. You're used to them giving them whatever they want. And now you're creating this situation where you need to put your foot down. Where do you draw the line? Also in saying, no, you know, we can't at this point in time afford to buy you that bicycle. We can't at this point in time afford to buy you that big bear. You know, let's rather settle for the little bear in a way that you won't then find this young one irritated and throwing a tantrum because from the get-go, they're used to getting what they want.
Ish, that's a very difficult one. I'll tell you why. Because if our children are used to getting what they want, when they want it, we have actually not taught them anything. And when we get into such situations, we cannot be trying to teach them financial responsibility while also trying to teach them discipline. Because those two things are different and you can't teach both at the same time when the child has never known them. It's going to be a very rough road, and parents will need as much assistance as possible. Because if, excuse me, if they're used to getting it, and now you need as a parent to find ways of saying, how do I either say no or pretend as if I'm deferring this to a later date? You know, maybe try to say, look, if you can't teach anything at this point, maybe your best form is negotiation. To say, look, right now, we can either get you this and then we miss out on something else, which is seemingly bigger at a later stage. Or you can have this now and then later on we don't get that something big. Make it enticing. It's going to be a really challenging praise for that parent. But now what's going to happen is if you defer and you're unable still to meet that obligation at a later stage, you've then eroded trust within your child. So that means as a parent, we need to be going out now and seeking assistance wherever we can and however we can. You know, some medical aids, if those who are fortunate enough have medical aids, if you have a medical aid, you can contact them for something like your psychosocial support, having a psychologist or that kind of thing, and say, I need this in my life. Or we see how we can utilize the facilities of a social worker. There are organizations such as Families South Africa that offer free counseling for families. We approach those. We say, I need help. How do I navigate this situation right now? Because their focus is on the family. So it's not necessarily on the father, mother, or child, but the entire family itself. And maybe that's where then the solution can come through.
Where do we start then, Daddy, in terms of this financial literacy for the young ones? We often told that you need to start while they are young so that you at least they grow being responsible here. This financial literacy for them to also now become at least responsible and dependent on themselves, independent, I guess. Where do you start?
I believe the best place to start is by teaching them financial responsibility. And financial responsibility is basically saying, when you get, how do you get money? When you get the money, is it for free or do you have to earn it? You then teach them to earn the money. Once they've earned it, and then you teach them delayed gratification. Because a lot of the time, if we cannot delay the gratification, that's where we run into financial troubles. You say, this is the money that you have earned right now. If you put it away, at a certain point, I will match it with whatever you have. And you make them understand those simple concepts at a very early age where they can understand language and certain concepts. So maybe let's say... but the experts will be able to tell us the right age. But for as long when your child can understand, maybe let's say at the age of 4 or 5, you give them a 5 rand coin. You say, put this away. And if you learn to put this away tomorrow or next week, if it is still there, I'll give you another 5 rand on top of it. And at month end, if you have kept all your 5 rands, then I will match with whatever you have. So you then teaching them, okay, I can keep this, and if I keep this, it will grow. You know, you teach them to do certain things, not their basic chores in the house, but you teach them to ways of earning money for themselves when they are old enough, starting with something just small, maybe. They assist you in doing something that you are doing, something that is maybe within your responsibility or your chores as a parent, and you say, assist me in this. And when you make sure that you use the proper language. You don't say, let's do chores, and then you pay them. You say, assist me in this, because this is something I'm doing as a parent. And when you're assisting me, you then give them at the end, here. And again, teach them delayed gratification. Because if you can delay gratification, you would have taught them a very big lesson in handling money. And also respecting money, that allow this thing to work for you so that you don't always constantly have to be working for it. And the most important thing, which you alluded to earlier in your introduction, is that don't always be chasing for what others are doing. What is your goal? What do you want to achieve with money? Or what are you doing in your life so that you don't get distracted when everybody else is now maybe wanting a PlayStation 10? excuse me, a PlayStation 10, and you don't even have a PlayStation. So what is your goal? What is your, where are you going as a person? Be comfortable in being a lefetwa, if I may use that word. Allow certain things to pass you, because that is not for you at that time. And when the time is right, you will learn that your own things will come your way, and you will work for them. Learn to appreciate things that you have worked for.
Yeah, I mean, also then there are the pressures that come with the society and how it's, you know, shaped. You know, the young ones now, you see them asking for all of these gadgets and smartphones, meaning that they become even more exposed. There's also the issue of who they hang out with at school and how then that tends to influence your, you know, efforts towards teaching this young one to be financially responsible, because then Lerato can come from family B, and Lerato has a lot of money, and Lerato now is just buying even things that are unnecessary in any way, then, you know, influencing this one to believe that it's right for you to just splurge and spend money like that. Also, that would come another issue on its own that you as a parent will need to take note of and be aware of.
Yeah, definitely. You know, some people, some parents even say this thing that when a child starts saying, you know what, so-and-so has this, so-and-so has this, so I'm the only one without it. There's this phrase, and I'm sure you've also heard it, that the parent would usually say, oh, well, so if everybody else goes and jumps off a cliff, are you also going to follow? Because that's what you are telling me. But the most important thing is to first acknowledge. If, as a parent, a child comes to me and says, so-and-so has this, so-and-so has this, so-and-so has that, and I'm the only one without it, even though they're exaggerating that they're only one without it, what we first have to do is acknowledge what the child is saying. I feel under pressure. I feel left out. I feel isolated because, excuse me, I don't have this. So you say to them, I understand that you feel that you're the only one who doesn't have this, and you may feel like an outcast. You feel, you acknowledge how they feel. You acknowledge their experience before then you bring them over into saying, while I understand this, it is not possible for you to have it. Either have it or have it now. And even though it does look good on them, right now it is not within our budget. It is not what we wanted to get for you. And maybe this is not good for you right now. So I understand where you go, what you're going through, and then take them through how to cope with being the only one in that situation, and find ways of encouraging them to find something within themselves that they can use whenever they find themselves in the same position. It may be even tomorrow, but the most important thing is acknowledging that I've heard you. I hear you. I understand where you're at. However, at this point, it is not possible. Because we make the mistake of saying, I know you children of today, you don't want to understand, you are lost. We then start criticizing them. And if you think about it, Daddy Ketlako, we actually, everyone, whenever you come to someone and you say, this is what I'm going through, that person, when they start criticizing you or when they start projecting their experiences on your experience, they have basically said, I don't see you, I don't hear you. And you are then reluctant to coming to them with anything else next time, or listening to them or trusting their opinion, because they don't care about how you feel. Even if that feeling is something that is minute, that is something seemingly useless to you, but you still have to acknowledge what the other person is feeling and show them that you understand where they are at. even if it's the most foolish thing. Mm. But first acknowledge where they are before you can then start either giving advice or guiding them elsewhere. And that's what we need to do for our children, especially in the economic times that we find ourselves in. They will be under pressure, and some parents are able to afford, others we cannot. And so we need to be understanding, get to understand their side before we can bring them into understanding where we at and how to handle it and communicate it with their peers.
Yeah, and just in finality there, Daddy, so I'm picking up just being intentional around how you want to raise them, being as honest with them as well around where you find yourself, and really acknowledging whatever they're throwing at you and not being defensive and dismissive about it. That would go a long way. But also the how we phrase these things, how we say these things in front of the young ones. Do you think it rubs onto them, as you know, every left, right, and center saying we are broke, saying things like we're going under financial turmoil, I'm so stressed, how can this really contribute to the positioning and how one views money or they relate with their finances when a parent is constantly stressed out about making ends meet? Can that then rub down to how the child then tends to relate to money?
It definitely does. It plays a very big role, especially the words that we use. I think in psychology, they call it neuro-linguistic programming, where you are careful of the language that you are using to communicate. Mm. So when you always say, do you think money grows on trees, and all these things that you've mentioned, we are then programming that into them. And so they will then tend to see, that basically creates their relationship with money. I'm so stressed, so when I don't have money, I'll be stressed. So that means I need to get as much money as I can so that I won't be stressed. But it's not the truth. Whether you have money or you don't have money, you will be stressed. And then when you start criticizing people who have money and making up stories about them, that's what you are also teaching them about money. And that is all not the truth. You'd rather be tactical in how you communicate that you don't have money. I'm broke. And then it starts giving the child a certain narrative. One thing that I've learned to say to my son is that we have not budgeted for this item that you want. So he's thinking budget, okay, not yet. So maybe at a later stage, we then need to budget for this. So he can give me an advance warning and say, Daddy, I want this. Can we please budget for this item and that item? So now he's learning that language that it needs to be in the budget.
I really, really appreciate your time, Daddy. Learned a lot, and I'm sure our listeners as well, they caught on a thing or two, but really mine would be the fact that there's no manual to this thing. You just need to, as it goes, just learn and listen out, for like-minded conversations, and that would help you here. But being intentional about teaching our kids about our finances would go a long way in shaping and helping them also how they relate with this money going forward. We appreciate your time. Thank you very much for coming through.
Thank you, Daddy, for the invitation. You've hit the nail on the head. I'm not even going to add anything more to what you've said.
Yeah, I know. I appreciate it. Daddy Zibuse Kunene coming through there as our guest, as the chairman of Debts in the Picture, just helping us make sense of this conversation that we're having this morning around raising the young ones to be financially responsible and starting and being intentional about this from as they're young, from that young age. So closing the show off there was Daddy Zibuse Kunene teaching your children about financial responsibility and the limitations, as well as just navigating through the times of these social media. Before we go, let's pay the bills, and then after that I will be saying goodbye to you and welcoming the Power Up team.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.